This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about a fantastic event that's going to be coming up, the 43rd Annual Christmas in Ida Festival Parade of Lights. And I'm so happy to have on the program with me to talk a little bit more about that. Can I call you the co-chair?
Sure.
Cindy Zorn, we're to have Dale here with us, but Dale was had a little bit of a situation to where he wasn't able to make it. So Cindy's filling in for him, and I'm so glad that you are, Cindy.
It's a pleasure to be here.
What are the dates for Christmas in Ida?
December 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Wow. Yeah, and it's a big event, isn't it, Cindy?
It's been growing through the years. It's just amazing what we started out with, a three-person parade, and has grown into last year. We had a record number of 150 units.
Wow.
And we get between 40 and 50,000 people through our little town of 450 people.
Yeah, isn't it amazing?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You won't believe the change in the community.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I bet. You know, growing up around Ida, and I know what Ida is, that to me, that has got to be just mind-boggling to be able to see so many people in Ida at that time.
It is. It looks like a Hallmark town. They've decided a lot of the local businesses to decorate this year.
Good.
And with lots of lights and their storefronts. So it's just really exciting what we can do.
Well, let's start off and find out what things are going to be happening on the first day, December 4th then, Cindy.
December 4th kind of starts out. We're going to do a winter solstice type of Siberian, Trans-Siberian music.
Okay.
Out at Prince of Peace Church. That was one last year, and people wanted it so much, they decided to do it again.
Good.
And then we will also be displaying the Arts on the Avenue entries. I think we have five this year of local artists that range from 12, 13 years old, clear up to who knows how old.
Yeah.
So that's kind of fun. Those will be on display through Saturday, and then we will announce the winner.
Okay, great. So that's going to start things off on Thursday.
That starts Thursday.
Okay, now let's get right into really ramping things up here on Friday, December the 5th.
Oh, wow. That really starts it. There's so many fun things to do. We're doing a Christmas tree lighting at 5 o'clock. Bring an ornament that will last through the weather, and it needs to be kind of large enough that you can see on a large tree. Put your name on it. Put your business name on it. And just come and enjoy it, and we'll sing some songs. And then that kind of launches what's going on for the rest of the evening.
Okay.
We've got cornhole. That's going to start. Let me see. We've got a remote control model vehicles that are going to be there. More Arts on the Avenue. Anita's Dance will be there to put on a new show downtown. They're just amazing. They're from Wisconsin.
Okay.
And they've been coming for years. And then we also have the commemorative concert, which we kicked off on our 25th anniversary. So we're almost another 25, but not quite.
I know, yeah.
And this year we're having, back by popular demand, the Ann Arbor Boy Choir, which are amazing. I can't begin to tell you. Our location has changed this year. Traditionally, we've been at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Ida, but this year we are going to be at the Prince of Peace Lutheran Church.
Okay.
They're in Ida, too, mm-hmm. on Lewis Avenue. Starts at 7 o'clock, and you will not be disappointed. We'd like to make sure the church is full.
Yes.
So come and sing with them.
Okay, so at what time were they going to be performing?
7 o'clock.
Okay, on Friday night.
On Friday night.
Okay.
We also have a benefit auction by the 4-H kids, so that's a fun time. And also the Jingle Bells are going to be there, Rockabilly, I think, four or five different local bands doing half-hour concerts on stage.
Nice, nice. Yes. Now, where's the stage located at,
It's
Cindy?
Located by the firehouse behind, next to the Township Hall.
Okay.
So that's easy to find right downtown.
Yeah, yeah. That's the nice thing about, you know, with Ida, that it's small enough to be able to find things real easily, even with such many things going
on. One flashing light in town. You can't miss us.
All right. So that takes care of Friday?
That cake takes care of Friday.
Right. Now, let's take a look, see what's going to be happening Saturday, December the 6th.
Wow. Santa Claus comes to town on a fire truck. Santa and Mrs. Claus. So that's always fun. And they start out at the high school, which has craft show. That's huge. Almost 200 crafters there. Then let's see. They will be in and out of town. We have lunch with Santa, story time with Mrs. Claus at the library. That's at 10 o'clock. There's ice sculpting. There will be coat collections, carriage rides. Again, you can come visit the Arts on the Avenue and vote for what your choice is. There's Santa's Zoo and the all-time fun favorite, chicken bowling. Ah. You get we have a bowling alley, and you get a bowl with a frozen chicken.
No kidding.
And that also benefits the 4-H'ers. So that's always fun. And it's right there in front of the craft show, a big mall tent there.
Okay.
Where we have about 50 crafters there.
Nice.
So that's fun too.
Yeah.
Let's see, we have a family video arcade. Let's see, Why on the Fly, which is entertainment for kids, and that will be on stage right downtown.
Okay.
We have in the afternoon, an all-time another favorite is Holiday Hounds on the Parade, which is your dog and you can dress up, you and your dog, for a holiday parade. And that's always fun. And we crown a king or a queen out of that.
No kidding. All right.
And we also have a prince and princess announcement on stage, too, in the afternoon.
So that'll be at what time then, Cindy, on Saturday?
Let's see. The Holiday Hounds is at 2:15. And I'm trying to think. Prince and Princess is 3 o'clock or thereabouts.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then we move on to... there must be other things happening.
Oh,
Saturday,
gosh, right? It's just so packed full. Anita's Dance Company will be there, I think, about 3:30. Then at 4:25, we have the Young Country Artist Music. That is Nicole Croteau. She is fantastic. We've really enjoyed meeting her.
Good.
Then we have meet and greet with the Young Country Artist, which would be Nicole, which will be right there close to the stage. And then at 5:25, Little Texas is back.
Oh, they are such an awesome group.
Oh, they are amazing. This will be their fourth time back.
Yeah.
We had them the first time, and all of the rest of the times they have called and said, can we come back? They just
nice.
Have so much fun with us, and they're just really nice guys, too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We have a good time with them.
All right.
And then we have the Light Up the Night Run at 6 o'clock. That's where you get a run the whole parade route, and that's a volunteer thing.
Okay.
So the kids have a good time with that. And then we have the pre-parade show, which is, again, Anita's Dance will be there. Fireworks at 6:40. And then the best parade in the whole world, the Nightlight Parade.
The Parade of Lights, huh?
Yes.
Yes.
And yes.
That'll be when? At?
Depending on how things go, around 6:45 or so.
Okay.
You might want to note that as time gets there and the town starts filling up, somewhere around 4:30, the Lewis Avenue will be closed down.
Okay.
We will have also shuttle buses running from Prince of Peace Church and also Cornerstone Baptist Church, and they will bring you back in. Parking is never a problem. You should not have to park way out on the street in the dark and walk in. If you follow the parking signs, you will have plenty of parking.
Okay.
And you will be able to get out of town pretty quickly. Okay. Last year, the town was cleared out by 9:30.
No kidding. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So that's not a problem.
Yeah. Okay. So that takes care of Saturday?
That takes care of Saturday.
All right. So...
And then Sunday we have the high school puts on their Christmas concerts, all the bands. of all ages are there, and I have had it on good information that some alumni may be playing with the band this year.
No kidding, all right.
Oh, and I just thought of something I did forget.
Okay.
The band has a special surprise with Little Texas, I think, the Ida High School band.
Really?
So there will be a big surprise with them.
Oh, wow.
And I won't tell it all.
Well, we don't want to give it away,
we don't want to give it away, but there will be a special surprise for them.
Yeah. So that on Sunday, the Ida School Christmas Collage Concert is going to be at 2 o'clock.
Two o'clock, right.
Okay. Right at Ida High School.
At the high school in the gymnasium.
Okay. This is such a neat thing because it is really, really a big event, which, as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, has been going on for so many years. I mean, this is the 43rd annual. It doesn't seem possible. It's been 43
it
years.
Doesn't seem possible.
No.
Just doesn't. Like I said, we started out with Santa, a fire truck, and the high school band.
Yeah.
And through the years, we've had a Saturday morning parade. Then we did it Saturday morning and Friday night. And then we decided that the nightlight Friday parade just drew the biggest crowds. And so we went to just a nightlight parade. It's been just amazing. The volunteers. I can't tell you enough about the volunteers that start out. Our core group is about 15, 20 people, and they work on it from the time one Christmas night is over till the next one. And we can always use volunteers.
Yeah.
Our old volunteers are getting old, and we need new, fresh people coming in. And we're beginning to get some of those, and we're so thankful for them.
Now, Cindy, if they would like to volunteer, what's the best way for them to be able to do that?
Call Dale.
Okay, call Dale Zorn. Huh?
Call Dale Zorn.
Okay.
Or go to the website. We have email access there. You can go to www.christmasinida.org and just see us.
Christmasinida.org.
Dot com.
I'm sorry. .com. Very good.
And we also have, if you want to go see what we're about, you can go to a YouTube documentary that we did back at COVID when we really couldn't have a big parade and things.
Yeah.
And it's a 20-minute program that is really worthwhile in seeing.
Okay.
It kind of tells the whole story.
So go to YouTube and just kind of do a search for Christmas in Ida?
Christmas in Ida and look for documentary.
Okay. Very good. Anything else about the weekend that we haven't mentioned, Cindy?
Just come. It's family, family, family.
Yeah.
We try to make it safe. We've got all the things to make it a very safe place to be. And just bring your family.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. We've kind of made that our whole point, that it is about family. We don't do anything that we don't offer alcohol, those things. We just focus on family.
Yeah.
And that's been the whole thing. It's about what Christmas is really about.
Exactly. You read my mind. I was going to say, it's what Christmas is all about, and that is family.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, congratulations on the 43rd annual Christmas in Ida event, Cindy, and with you and Dale putting this together and your volunteers. You do a fantastic job every single year. And I know that people have, in the past couple of years, said that they have gone out for the first time and simply enjoyed themselves and had a good time and are planning on coming back. So, I mean, that says a lot for the event.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate it. And just come have fun.
That's right. All right. Christmas in Ida. It is December 4th through the 6th. And you can go and visit ChristmasInIda.com if you'd like more information. Cindy, thank you so much for filling in for Dale this year.
Thank you for having me.
Well, hopefully.
It's
been fun. Hopefully, maybe we'll have the both of you next year, right?
Could be.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.